Hello and welcome to the Beverly Podcast. Today we've got with us Claire Greaves, who's here to talk about mental health mates. Hello, Claire.
Hello, Joanne. How are you?
Claire, welcome to the Beverly Podcast. Can you tell me a little bit about you and how you came to be here in Beverly?
So I moved to Beverly 8 years ago with my husband and little girl Poppy. I've worked for the East Riding Council for 20 years and I take an active role in the local community, holding regular events and fundraisers to help support local people and other charities.
So Claire, you're in a group in Beverly called Mental Health Mates. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So Mental Health Mates was founded by Bryony Gordon in 2016 and is a peer support walking group that offers a safe place for people to come together and connect without fear of judgment, creating a supportive network for people who experience mental health challenges. As somebody who has lived with anxiety and depression my whole life, it was something I was keen to start as I wanted to find an alternative to medication and therapy. In 2019, I advertised a post on social media asking people who were lonely, struggling with their own mental health, to come along and meet me at the Foresters and I would lead a walk where we could talk openly about our challenges, our mental health and how we could support each other. 12 people came along to that first walk and as much as I was anxious and nervous, it was honestly the best thing I've ever done. Since then, we've had monthly walks. The group has grown in numbers. Just before lockdown, we had our biggest walk, which was 47 members. And even throughout lockdown, we still managed to connect by holding Zoom calls, Zoom quizzes, so that people knew they were not alone, even though they were alone, because obviously we're in isolation. We've worked really, really hard over the last 2 years to create a group that is supportive, understanding, and most of all, they don't judge. What we want to do is break down the stigma that is attached to mental health, and so people feel more confident about speaking openly about their struggles.
So what's been your experience then of mental health and mental health provision sort of in this area?
So since starting Mental Health Mates and being involved in the local community, I'm fully aware that mental health services are under pressure, even more so following the easing of lockdown. I've been very fortunate in my life and I had a fantastic psychotherapist and GP who have guided me through the last few years of my life, and that service was invaluable and has changed my life. I just want to be able to support others in the local community who are struggling to access services and offer that peer support, and also signpost them to some wonderful support groups we have in our local area.
Claire, what sort of activities do you do with Mental Health Mates?
So we meet regularly for walks around Beverly. We tend to visit the Beverly Beck, the Westwood, the Millennium Orchard. We often have quizzes on Zoom. We had a Christmas party last year and we also have a treasure hunt, which is around the Beverly Town Centre so people can get to know their local area, work as a group. And that often takes away the awkwardness of having to talk about mental health. If you do something where everybody's active and working as a team, they build friendships and they work together in a really positive way.
So out of all the walks you've done or you do regularly, do you have a favourite?
I think for myself and the group, it will always be the Beverly Beck. It holds a special place for us because it was the place we did the first walk and it is just a lovely, peaceful, calm area to walk, surrounded by nature and animals.
So do you have a good relationship and good contacts with other local groups?
I do. I have a fantastic relationship with lots of the local community groups. Myself and Mental Health Mates often join Paul Coe and the Wombles to keep Beverly tidy. I've worked with Claire from Bundles of Joy. Rachel, the community champion from Morrison's, has been fantastic in supporting myself and my group. Then there's Mike Bradley from the Co-op in Beverly, Jackson from Andy's Man's Club and Joe from the Cherry Tree Centre. I think the one thing I've learned from starting Mental Health Mates is what fantastic support we have in our local area. There is some amazing charity groups and it's helped me to be able to signpost my walkers when they're struggling to all of the wonderful services these people provide.
So do you yourself have a favourite place to go in Beverly?
I think going back to my favourite walk, it will be the Beverly Beck. It's been a very special place for me, with that being the place I started the group. I go down there most days. In lockdown, I would walk around there daily just to kind of clear my head, reflect, think about life. And we recently lost our littlest member of Mental Health Mates, Ryan, who sadly lost his battle to cancer. And we are in the process of having a memorial bench placed down the Beck in his memory. And I'm hopeful that's a place where not just myself, but Mental Health Mates can go and reflect for many years to come.
So what are the future plans for you and for Mental Health Mates?
I'm currently working with the Smile Foundation, who are helping me to grow my group. I want to really reach out to more people. What we've achieved over the last 2 years has been fantastic. And I have to say, in some cases, it's been life-changing for people. I want to be able to reach out to more people who are struggling with their mental health. I want to go into schools. I want to organise more walks. We have recently just registered as a formal community group. So that means we can apply for funding, which will all go towards helping Mental Health Mates Beverley grow. I'm currently working with a friend of mine, Laura Burnhill, who started Mental Health Mates Bridlington. And I hope to be able to support her going forward as well, so we can reach out to more people in the East Riding.
So who's welcome to come on a walk with you and join in Mental Health Mates?
Everybody is welcome. We are an all-inclusive group that will welcome anybody who wants to come along. Just because we are called Mental Health Mates doesn't mean to say you have to have depression to come along. We all have mental health, whether that is good mental health or poor mental health. And we are just a group who would like to invite anybody along. We have the local GP come along. We have people who just want to make friends. We have new mums. We have people who are recently bereaved. We are just a place where everybody can come along and talk without fear of judgment.
It must take a lot of time and effort running a group. What do you get out of it?
The group has really kind of changed my life. When I first started the walks, I used to feel really anxious prior to meeting the group. I used to worry whether it was the right thing to do, whether I'd put myself in a situation that I couldn't really cope with mentally. But in the last 2 years, I have met people who have honestly changed my life. They are so brave and open and honest. They are willing to share their darkest times to help others. And it's not just about mental health and depression and anxiety. It's about friendship. It's about community. It's about coming together to make a difference. When I started the group, I was looking for a long-term way of managing my own mental health that isn't about therapy and isn't about medication. And I have to say, being with people who truly understand is the best medicine.
So in addition to the other groups that you've worked with, has there been anybody else that's been a sort of key part in developing Mental Health Mates?
Yeah, I would just like to thank my best friends, Natalie and Jonathan. Without them, I would not be here today. When I had the idea of starting the group, they were worried about me standing on a street corner waiting for strangers, because they know how vulnerable I can be at times. They have been at every walk. They have never left my side. They are a key part of the group. And hopefully together, moving forward, we can make a difference.
So where can people go to find out more about Mental Health Mates?
So you can go to mentalhealthmates.co.uk, which is the national website, and that has details of all the walks all over the UK. My own personal Instagram page is MHM Beverley, and then there is Mental Health Mates Walk and Talk Beverley on Facebook.
Awesome, thank you. Is there anything else we need to know about?
Yeah, just one last thing from me really, is that if there is anybody out there struggling, please don't give up hope. There was a time in my life where I didn't think I could carry on. It was just dark, and I never thought that the light would come back, but it really, really does. And there are people out there who want to listen, they want to support. There are local services that are willing to help. And there are people like me and the Walkers of Mental Health Mates Beverley who will always be there to listen. It is okay to not be okay, and please, if anybody is out there struggling, please just ask for help.
Claire, thanks so much for joining me on the Beverley podcast today. It's been great finding out more about Mental Health Mates in Beverley and about how people can improve their mental health, or, you know, maintain their mental health, or just talk about their general health with other people. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Joanne, and thank you for having me. Hopefully you'll be able to join us on a walk one day.
That was a talk with Claire Greaves from Beverley, who's running the Mental Health Mates group in Beverley is a nationwide scheme and Claire runs with Beverley part of it. Just remember what Claire said, it is okay not to be okay. If you need to talk to somebody, please do. If you wanted to start that process by contacting Claire and maybe joining in one of her walks that she does with Mental Health Mates, go and have a check out of the Mental Health Mates Walk and Talk Beverley Facebook group. Join there and ask a question. Who knows, you may end up down the Beck or on the Westwood or wherever they're going next. Once again, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.